we thank you for the message we have in your word. We thank you for the promise it gives to us. And Lord, I pray that you just work in each and every one of our hearts to reflect upon this message in this season, this time of year. Help us to be thankful for what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for each and every believer here, Lord, that may their faith be strengthened in knowing what you have done for them. And Lord, I also pray for those who are here, maybe there's someone in our midst, they don't know the joy of sins forgiven. They don't know the joy that can be found in Christ. I pray that this will be the night they come to trust in you for the forgiveness of their sins. Again, Lord, we just pray in each and every aspect that you be glorified, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Good tidings of great joy. Christmas is a time to remember. Memories we have of family and loved ones, memories that we have of good days and sometimes not so good days, but really, when we think about Christmas, Christmas is a time to remember of all the great things God has done in our lives. It's a time to reflect upon the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a time to look at what Jesus has done in our lives. What it is that God has provided us. What we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we reflect upon life and look back as Christians, we can see the hand of God in the good and in the bad. We can see God doing things that we couldn't see before when we were in the midst of those things, but when we look back, we can see the hand of God in our life as Christians. We understand that the evil we remember is not from God, but yet it is used by God to make us who we are today. God uses things to change us, to make us better. What we see is, though, in each and every circumstance, no matter what we go through, that God is in control. And God showed us that he was in control when this miraculous birth occurred. It was no ordinary birth. It was a birth with good tidings of great joy. The good tidings of great joy was that of a Savior. Someone who was going to come to earth, someone who came to earth to reestablish the relationship between God and man. That is why he came. His birth, the reason for the season, was because God wanted us to know him personally. God wanted us to have a right relationship with him. And when we reflect upon Christmas and what it means we can worship God. We can know God. And more than that, God gives us life. In life more abundantly. As a Christian, we have the privilege and opportunity to live a life that is different because God changes us. God makes us a new creature. God makes us something that we are not. And as we think about this and what it means during Christmas, let's consider this evening a few simple truths for us to reflect upon. First, I want us to know the proclamation of good tidings of great joy. The proclamation of good tidings of great joy. I'm going to read this song, but we've heard it. But let us think about the words. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth. The Savior reigns, let all their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. The message of good tidings was the birth of a Savior. Let earth receive her king. Jesus is king. He has come to rule and reign, and he will rule and reign at some point in time, but his ruling and reigning begins in the heart of a believer. It begins when we give our heart to him. The peace we think about, and what a lot of people think about when they think about peace, is just peace as in no fighting, no conflict. But the peace that God provides is far better than that. It's peace with God. It's having a relationship with the one who made you, the one who created you. the one who gave you life. It was the answer for a suffering people, a suffering world. What the world needs this Christmas season is good tidings of great joy. And those good tidings of great joy are found in our Savior. We all tend to focus on what we can see as being the greatest issue, but the greatest issue is the spiritual condition of man and his separation from God. What people need this Christmas season, beyond gifts, beyond a shelter and all those things that they do need, what people really need this Christmas season is to know God, to know him personally. Our righteousness, our freedom as Christians came on Christmas Day in the form of a baby. This is why we celebrate Christmas. It was the birth of our Savior. We celebrate it because on a day long ago, our King came, and the reason he came was to bring peace on earth. The peace that he brought was peace with God. Let us read and continue on in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 12. Luke chapter 2 and verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Praising God. Christmas ought to be a time of praise when we think about the good tidings. Praising God because we have eternal life. Praising God because we know that there are better days ahead. Praising God because, first and foremost, we now have a relationship with God because of him coming to be born on this earth. His birth provided us the reason, one of the greatest reasons for praise is his love. His love for us, that while we're yet sinners, he died on the cross for our sins. It began with his birth. He came to this earth. He was put to death on the cross. He was buried. He rose again to give us everlasting life. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God because they knew what this message meant. They knew what it meant. In their heart, they knew now that they could have a relationship with God. They knew now that one day they could be in heaven because of what God had done. Because of the birth of a Savior. The joy that filled their hearts knowing that the birth of the Savior, they could have peace with God, they could have a home in heaven. This was the joy that caused them to proclaim praise to God. His arrival was one of deliverance from sins. But it gives us more joy than even knowing that. We have great joy in knowing that this birth was the birth of a Savior, but good tidings of great joy knowing that, but we also know that one day there'll be peace in this world. We look around us and we think all these things that happen that sometimes in our carnal mind we wonder when? How long, Lord? But the Lord one day will return and he's going to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years and there'll be peace on earth. The Bible says the following in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 1. Turn there if you would. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 1. Isaiah chapter 9, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, was as her first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord's kingdom one day will be established upon this earth. So many people in the day of Jesus were worried, Herod was worried, but that he was coming to overthrow him. The Jews, that's what they were looking for. They were looking for someone who would overthrow the government and set peace upon this earth. They were looking for a conquering Messiah, but I'm thankful that he was meek and lowly. I'm thankful that he come not to destroy, but to give everlasting life. But one day I do know this, that our Lord will come and return, and he will set up his kingdom. He will rule and reign. He'll be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, who is now and will be. We'll see it here on this earth one day. He'll rule and reign. Praise the Lord of what he has done, what he continues to do. As we think about this Christmas season, the reason why things continue as they are, the reason why things are sad because of sin, the reason why there's still oppression, the reason why there's still things going wrong in people's lives is the result of sin. But it's more than that. It's a result of God's long suffering. Because the birth of the Savior was to give people good tidings of great joy. For all people. For everyone. God's not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. We look for things hastily. We tend to want things right now. That is the way we operate. It is our carnal nature. It is what we think we deserve. When we want something, we get something. That is what we think. But God operates differently. God has a better plan than ours. His timing is perfect. His ways are perfect. And the reason why the things continue as they are, is even after the good tidings of great joy, is because God has a plan in it all. Turn your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And we'll begin reading in verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse number 3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come. God has come, the birth of a Savior, and the day of the Lord will come. One day the Lord is going to rule and reign here on this earth. But we must remember the reason for the season is good tidings of great joy. God first and foremost wants all people to be saved, everyone to get right. Because when he comes again, it's going to be a different story. It's going to be the judgment of ungodly men. God is finally going one day say enough is enough. But the reason why he hasn't come yet, the reason why he hasn't returned, he's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. God is saying, I'm waiting for one more soul. I'm giving them a little bit more time because I don't want them to perish. That is good tidings of great joy. That is the love of our Savior. And finally, I'll be done this evening. Not only is it a proclamation of good tidings of great joy, but this is a proclamation for all people. For all people. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. This story of good tidings is not limited to a certain number of people. It's not for the elect. It's not for a certain group of people or culture or beliefs. It is for all people. It is for each and every person that was born into this world. Everyone who's been born of woman, the Bible says they must be born again. And the story of this good tidings of great joy, the birth of a Savior, it wasn't just for the Jews. It was for all people. God wanted each and every person upon this world to have a relationship restored with him. And he wanted that to be proclaimed. The gift of God that he has given to us as we think about this Christmas, the gift that we have as Christians, it's not just for us. It's for everyone. We tell others of the reason for the season so that they can receive with us the message of good tidings with great joy, so that they can have hope, so that they can know the truth, so that they can have life, so that they too can worship God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, you don't have to turn there. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have been given a privilege. We have been given the opportunity to share a gospel, good tidings of great joy, the birth of a Savior. And it's a proclamation that is for all people. It is a time to reflect what Christ has done in our lives when we think about Christmas. But it's also a time to remember that there are others who need to receive this message that we have. There are others out there who need Christmas in their lives. They need to know Christ. And the only way they're going to know Christ is if we share the truth. It's hid to those that believe not. God, this world has blinded our eyes. The devil wants nothing more than for them not to know. God says, I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them the good story. I want you to tell them about a Savior who came to this world, who was born on Christmas Day. I want you to tell them there is good tidings of great joy, that they can have a home in heaven, that they can have a right relationship with God, that they can have their relationship restored and their sins forgiven. As we look forward to Christmas, let us remember the good tidings of great joy and what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing wrong as we gather together and we give gifts to loved ones. And we gather together and we enjoy our families. But let us remember when we do that, what Christ has done for us. He's given us that family. He's given us life. All things that we have, everything that we have to enjoy has been freely given to us of God. And all that we have is because of what he has done for us as Christians. It's good tidings of great joy. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all you've done.